Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, you're back on Mr. Savannah Black Conscious Attack. I'm your host, Mr. Savannah Black. This right here is part two of our show for the night. Earlier, we had talked about cowards, knowledge of self as Negroes, knowledge of selfishness as Negroes, and Christianity and where it came from and why it is detrimental to your well-being. We also have ran down the list of the 10 conscious people and groups that you need to watch out for. We had an interesting dialogue going on in our first part of the show. It don't, y'all. We gonna bring this thing in. And we gonna do this thing right here. Savannah Black Conscious Attack style. So I hope that you have learned something from any Mr. Savannah Black Conscious Attack show you have heard. And that you are in the business of waking up your black brothers and sisters. But anyway, before I get in any more further, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play my brothers, my big brothers. Because that's the only way this thing right here gonna get right. If I play my brothers, and y'all know what it is, this right here is Mr. Savannah Black, Conscious Attack, and I know y'all asking, you know, what my problem is and why, you know, I have to go off the way I do, but I can't help it, y'all. That's just the way, you know, that the Most High and the Universal Creators made me. But you're listening to Mr. Savannah Black, Conscious Attack, and after my theme song, we're going to come back, we're going to get back in where we left off at, and anybody that want to call in, you know, and contribute to the conversation, you can. The caller number is 347-850-8030. And before you ask, oh, Mr. Savannah Black, why you act like that? I have to say, man, you know what?
I am quite hostile.
You know, Mr. Savannah Black, Conscious Attack.
I keep it away, of course, and I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage I race and I'm rolling. And to the poor I pour and all my metaphors. And I'm bluffing, it's nothing that we ain't did before. We played the stage, the points made, you consider it done by the prophet's array.
Oh, the people say,
yo, Griff, you and that's one step, you get to the east side. We got to kick it for the east side,
G. I roll with the punches so I survive. So try to rock cause it keeps the crowd alive. I'm not falling, I'm just calling. Yes, y'all in. I wiggle round, around, I pump, you jump up. Hear my words, my verbs again.
Do stuff, do
I've been
stuff.
Around a while, you can't describe my sound. Clear the way for the pop of the rain.
Oh, what the people say.
Hey, yo, Griff, we got to get to my man Ralph in the south. Let's kick it to the south side.
I'll ring your bell, can you tell I got feeling?
Feeling.
And this piece, at least, cause I want it.
Want
I want it so bad,
so
that
bad.
I'm starving.
Starving.
I'm like Garvey. But can you feed me? If I said I'm like that, leave me the hell alone.
Hell
if you
alone.
Don't think I'm a brother, then check my chromosome. And then you check the stage, I declare a new age.
Get down
for the prophets of rage.
Then you kick it like this.
Okay, okay, come on. Okay, okay, come on. Okay, okay, come on.
We have a reason why.
Reason
to debate the hate, that's why we're born to die.
Born to
Mandela, cell dwellers, that you clear the way for the pack of the way.
What do the people say?
Okay, okay, no more.
Yo,
okay,
yo,
okay,
man.
No more.
Yo, Jay.
Okay,
hey, yo,
okay,
yo,
no
yo, Jay. Yo,
okay,
kick
okay,
it, Chuck.
No
come
more.
On.
Cause I'm pumping what they used to. Till the whole juice crew gets me and my goose down.
Goose
I do
down.
A rebel yell.
And I'ma do it now.
I call it plain and say, brothers causing me pain. When the brother's a victim and the cellar's a dweller in a cage.
Yo, Rocky Acapella, G.
How are the people say?
You're quite hostile.
Yes, I am quite hostile. When it comes to the system of white supremacy, trying to fuck over our little black boys and girls, I am quite hostile. When it comes to brothers and sisters standing up instead of being cowards and knowledge of selfish ass Negroes out here getting the people the wrong information instead of the right information, I am quite hostile. You tune back in to Mr. Savannah Black Constant Attack. I'm your host, Mr. Savannah Black. I'm about to bring my first call on, which is Brother Dante. Go ahead, Brother Dante. You're back from Mr. Savannah Black Constant Attack.
Hey, brother. Me, Brother Majid, Brother Will, Brother Marvin, and Brother Mike, we ride, and we was asking the same question, you know, about what, how important is it for what we call ourselves? To me, my personal belief is very important. Like I'm saying now, just on a layman's term, when I'm talking to people that I know has no consciousness, I am not black, because black means what it means. I didn't make up that term. Now, I'm a dark brother. Don't get it twisted. And I like everything dark.
Melon.
Well, whatever. Melanated, all of that. You know what I'm saying? We can play the word game. But then at the same time, I can say, man, those are bad shoes. And you really don't know what I'm talking about, and you thinking I'm talking down on your shoes. When I mean them fly. They cool. But instead of saying directly what I mean, I want to use a slang or an alternative method.
I'm telling you about black.
Black. So now, I can use a certain terminology. I can use a certain terminology in my everyday life, and then when I have to go into certain situations, and if I'm still using those same words, I'm not gonna produce a different result. But if I understand the heritage that has been passed down, whether or not everybody agrees with being called the Moor, it's more about the knowledge that the Moors gave us, that when you go into court, you're not black, you're not an African American. That you have a status, and that those names and those words denote a status and not an individual characteristic. So when we talk about what should we call ourselves, I think those people are trying to have an educated conversation without qualifying it as to what they're really trying to attain from calling themselves black. Because, you know, standing in a group, we all black. We know that. Together we know that. But that's us together. But individually, everybody have their own different opinions about how they gonna shit, how they get up in the morning to brush their what shit. We know a lot of people don't even wash their face and brush their teeth. So people don't take the proper steps to secure their own person. That comes with individual responsibility. And to me, that's what we're trying to teach and trying to show the laymen, the ones that. Dead dumb and blind.
You know, and I understand what you're saying. My thing is, when you deal with that, the best thing for all of us to do, for the most part, is to walk around and just not use these English words at all. Because
right.
They easily can be flip-flopped. They easily
right.
can be, you know, put out
there, how to say, for anybody's interpretation to take it the way they want to.
Kind of take. Well,
we use the word black.
I tell you to speak.
I use the word black to identify myself as aboriginal to this country, also as being indigenous to, like, not only this continent, but to the continent of Africa. You know, when you see the word black, I see myself as being a part of the Milky Way, the universe. When you say the word black, and I hear the word black as applied to me, I'm thinking myself as a part of the soil of the earth. That's what I get when I hear the word black. Now, a lot of people don't like that word. They see that word as a word that's, you know, that's putting us down instead of lifting us up. And I done been there and I done that. But at the end of the day, without any words being said, I'm going to say it like this right here and put it in a context that everybody can understand. I am that I am.
Right.
And I am of the I am. Now, you ask me, I'm going to say that I'm strong. I'm going to say that I'm powerful. I'm going to say that I am magnificent. I'm going to say that I am, you know what I'm saying, glorious. But if you ask somebody else, they're going to say something probably opposite than what it is I know about myself.
Correct.
So without me even saying the color spectrum, I can just say I am the I am. I am the Yahweh Vahe. Not the uppercase G, but all in all, I am still a G. In the essence
right.
of a G. Now, I respect the Moors on a lot of levels, but it's just one thing about the Moors that I just can't get. Some people, they go as far with their teaching of being, you know, that they're getting from, you know, more science, to even claiming and even bragging on being the ones who were responsible for bringing a European over here and enslaving us, for being responsible to help them to trek out the African continent. The American continent, even Australia, even New Zealand. You understand what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
They claim responsibility for atrocities.
I'm glad.
And
I'm
a
glad
lot of brothers, they do it in a proud manner. And I know to be a Moor, you got to stand and be proud. You know what I'm saying? Anything you do, you have to stand and be proud. But them boys be standing, their boys be proud. And I had a conversation with one man, and he was talking about, you know, they're responsible for helping the crackers to maintain their slaves.
But brother, we
knew nothing about slavery until we taught them.
But that's an uneducated nigga calling himself a Moor. Just like you have people that's conscious that say things. Africa is the name of a white man. You know. Those are people that don't know their correct history. The Moors that brought those. Let's go back to the conversation you had last week. And I remember someone was saying some of the same things that you're saying. And you have to agree with it because that's what's written in history. But the part, it seems like you got to take the good with the bad. And all of us that was Moors or Africans did things against other Africans. We had servitude back in the time before we had slavery, when the white man was over our necks. When the Moors was on the ship and was navigating them, when they had the slaves, they was prisoners. Everybody wasn't captives. I'm pretty sure it was black people. It was Moors that was turncoats. That was Uncle Tom's then. You know, I'm pretty sure that term had to exist because that's what the history tells. But it seems like even when you come across some Moors, it's like they want to take credit for being the devil. You know, but this is the thing. This is what I want to say. Just like you said, I am that I am. I want to be anything the cracker don't want me to be, and he damn sure don't want us to be a Moor. Not in standing, not in court, not in law. When we talk about having knowledge of self, people don't even know that politics is part of self. Not the type of politics and politics that we got going on now with Republican and Democrat Party. That's all people understand. That's all they know. They don't know that it's a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level of politics that we're not even involved in. So we can always have the conversation about what we should call ourselves, but even calling ourselves black, Negro, colored, the white man gave us that steel.
And where do more come from? Where do the word more come from? No. Where do being called a more? Where do being called a more come from?
It's a translation. I already know where you're coming from. It's coming from what you might say the Spaniards, Spain. What the European classify people of high society versus other people that look just like those other people. For them to classify them outside of just on sight, because on sight you cannot tell the difference. Right. But before the time that we can date the cracker back, everything existed. Moors were still here. What we call the Moabites was still here, was already here.
Okay. So you say the Moabites, right?
Right.
So you should be offended if somebody call you a Moor.
You should be offended
if somebody call you other than what it is that you are. But
no,
the crackers started calling you Moors. You understand?
What?
The crackers
started
calling you Moors. If the crackers started calling you Moors and you identify yourself as a Moor, you're still going by something the cracker gave.
Oh, right.
So
right,
if you're going to call yourself for what it is that you are, not the shortening that they had put on the name because it was too long or because they thought couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
You call yourself a Moor. You call yourself what a cracker called you. I'm just saying.
Who learned the cracker? The white man was always unlearned and, you know, unknowledgeable. And we had to civilize them. And I get what you're saying. And that's gonna be the point all day. You know what I'm saying? But I never got upset when somebody called me black or when somebody called me a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Cause shit, I always classify with all those. I still am a nigga.
No, I'm just saying, brother. I ain't trying to, you know, cause no ripples and shit. Earlier on, Mr. Savannah Black Concert Attack, now you were listening then. I was calling some damn ripples then. I was. Now they say on Purple Rain, the kid is in rare form tonight. But I'm just saying, you know, we talking about words. We talking about the English language. Now, I know how to trick some words now. I know how to take words and use words to get my whatever it is that I want, I desire.
Right.
Now, my mind, the frequencies of my mind are not in tune to do it all the time because of the way I've been programmed by my parents, my mother, my father, you know what I'm saying, my friends, my relatives, as to, you know, I'm saying, well, you know, I'm about to climb that mountain. And they said, well, you know what, you might as well, you know, get that out your head and be happy with your feet being on the ground right here. See, the ambition killer, you know, the ones that, you know, take away your drive. See, that has happened to me, and it has happened to you, it happened to all of us. But these words, although they are not inside our native tongue, they are very powerful incantations that can be used by anybody to get what it is they want and to have people to do what it is that they need to be done. I can give you an example right now.
Right.
I can tell somebody if I want to. If Mr. Savannah Black want to do this right here, I can do this to a cracker all day. But even I don't do this right here to the cracker unless it's necessary. I can walk up to somebody and I can make them sick just by my word. I know the things to say to make a person sick. I know the things to say to make make a person lose their energy. I know how to do this right here. But is it for me to do that? It depends on what the person do to me. Now, just because a person is white or Asian or Latino or Indian or whatever the fuck it is, you know, and they, you know, do that give me the right to go do that just because I know how to? No. But I tell you when I will do it, it depends on the level of disrespect that they gave me that I have to use my words to goddamn to punish them. So the words are important. They are important. I'm sorry. I you know what? Y'all listen to Mr. Savannah Black Constant Attack. I ain't going to get into all this right here because my mama might be listening. It's like, boy, what the hell are you doing? You telling too much, not. But those things I do know how to do. But I understand exactly what you're saying, man. You know what? You be identified by whatever it is that you want to be identified. You know?
Correct.
And so you know the term of word, sound, power. And you know using your word, sound, power in the correct frequency and vibration can get you the desired effect of what it is you want. See, that's something not to play. That's how come the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, right? The most powerful joke we have is the Word. And these bastardized words that we use called English, they ain't nothing but a whole ass of magical incantations that put together properly can get you anything. You know what? I'm going to leave that shit alone. You listen to Mr. Savannah Black Constant Attack. Ms. Tria, I look back on the line. You around here acting like you know, you playing, like you can't, you know, say nothing right now.
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Where you at? You either here or know that. Okay, there you go. I'm about to say, girl, I can't find you anywhere.
I'm just listening. I'm listening.
But you have any, I see, I got the call. I'm about to bring you in on the line. I see you, 912. I think, Brother Dante hung up. Brother Dante, I hope I didn't say the wrong thing, man.
I hope I didn't say the wrong thing, brother. When you get finished, bro.
Man, go ahead, Brother Sunray.
I just want to throw in something, too. I heard the brother was speaking about the Moors, but here's something, too, that I'm having a problem with in that. I listen to the brothers. I listen to some of the information they give. But here's what I've been seeing, too. There's a conflict in even how they describing what a Moor is. Some say it means black. Like I heard Brother Booker T. Coleman say, yeah, the word means black, and it was used at time to find the word black. And there's even amongst them who say they are Moors, don't give us a definite description, I mean, or a definition of what the word more means. Some said the word more means to navigate or navigation. Some said it means black. So we don't have a clear concept even from them about what the definition means and more. But I want to read one part of the definition coming out of Webster. Since we're using English, it's the Webster's New 20th Century Dictionary. Copyright 1964. Now here's the word more. Now this is the one with the capital M. Like they, you know, they do their trick with that shit too. Lowercase capital letters and all that old shit. But it says more come from Maris or Moros, a more from black or dark. This from the English dictionary. It says black or dark. So there y'all go with that black and dark. Y'all want to say y'all not black. That's what it said more mean. Now, from Maurice or Moro. It say a member of a Muslim people of mixed Arab and Berber descendants living in northeastern Africa. A member of a group of these people that invaded and occupied Spain in the 8th century. Then it says more. Now it's with the, instead of the capital M is a lowercase. It says wasteland, a Moor. Then it dropped down, and it says to confine or secure a ship to a particular station or a cable or anchor by chain. A moor. Are y'all a fucking
chain?
Say
that last sentence again, brother.
To secure or by a cable or anchor or by chains. There's more. Now this is from the Webster's Dictionary with the word more. And it just gives more than definition of just a people. It gives them more to talk about something to be secured or something to be, like you said, you tying your boat to the damn dock or something. Just the same word. It's just one of them with a lower, the M, capital letter M, one with a lowercase. So which one is it? See, it's still dealing with this English, so we're running around here using these English language. That's why I say if, like, the people, we were the indigenous people here in America before the European got over here and anybody was speaking English, whatever. What language did we call, first we got to find out what the fuck language we spoke. Well, if we go into some of the native people that were here, they still have some of the dialect. Let's find out what we call ourselves before the U.S. Europeans came over here and colonized this country over here. And then let's go back to calling ourselves that from our original language, not a language that somebody else keep giving us. And so then we keep talking about, well, that's what they call us. Then we see that's how we arguing with each other over words. So y'all gonna tell me, man, we gotta research, we gotta study. But when I go and look it up in the dictionary, like here to try to find out what the word more means, that ain't what it means. But where the fuck am I supposed to go look it up at? I don't have an indigenous language book to find this shit. We speak in English, so I'm gonna go get a Webster's dictionary.
Right.
Y'all read Black Law's Dictionary. It's in English.
Yeah.
So same thing. Go ahead, Sister, my bad.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just, I know because I'm new. I'm a baby. So, and I don't claim any ideology nor theology. I learn as I go. And I know some people are like, no, words are really important. And they evoke certain things. They're very, very important. But how so if we speak so many different languages throughout the world, can an actual physical word mean anything? It's not the word, it's the energy that you evoke when you say that word. Because words are, the language is ever breathing, it's ever evolving. I tell this story all the time. 20 years ago, the term Google didn't exist. Now the term Google is synonymous with looking something up on the Internet. If I say Google it, you know exactly what I mean. Even if you're not going to use Google as your search engine, you know exactly what I mean. You know that you're going to go to the Internet and search engine. Well, therefore, we invented a word and gave it a definition in our own lifetime. So we see that happening. So language ever lives, ever evolves, ever breathes. It's just the tongue of wherever you're from. And that's what happens. But going back to what you were saying, Brother Sunray, about us not being able to get together on whatever we're meaning, that also goes into language. First of all, we didn't all come over here with the same tongue. Africa's not a country. It's a continent. And we were taken from various places. We didn't come over here with the same tongue. And the Moors, the Moorish, the Moabites, they're from the exact area that you said they're from. But guess where I'm from? From the West Coast, right? That's where they picked me up from. So therefore, I wasn't speaking whatever they were speaking. So therefore, none of it's the same. So that's going to be a perpetual, meaningless argument. But our community is so full of perpetual, meaningless arguments. When I mentioned it earlier about the fact that there was 1,000 comments on what to call ourselves, that would be fine if that was just a rhetoric conversation. The point to that was the counter conversation, which I saw another post that says, so what are we doing? What's in the movement? And what are you doing in your specific community to uplift the people? I saw a post like that. That particular post has 30 comments, and that's my point. That is terrible. We got over 1,000 comments on what I want to be called, and we got 30 comments on this is what I'm actually doing in my community. This is the organization that I am a part of. This is how we feed the children. This is how we educate the children. This is how we remove the children from indoctrination. Flirty comments. This is how I uplift my brothers and sisters on the collective. Flirty comments. This is how I do this and that and other to help another brother and sister. 30 comments. We could sit around in these ciphers all day. But at the end of the day, what are we doing? But we're full of that. I only know one Japanese person personally, but I've never seen anything where Japanese people talking about what they're going to call themselves. I've never seen any group where white people argument what they're gonna call themselves or what they're gonna let people call them. But we've been stripped of so many things that we major in the minor so many times. Like we're in the conscious community, always talking about unconscious people buying jewelry, buying clothes, but we major in the same minors, just in a different aspect. We just pick different minors to major in. But that same stuff, that's the same thing, that superficial surface things that we still do, either even sleep people do. They argue about joys, we argue about what we want to be called. They argue about the goals of what side of town they from, we argue about what coast we from and what's the right history. We don't know. The reality of it is we don't know. At best we can do anything with history is read somebody else's book. The texts are so fragmented, convoluted, and lied on. We don't know. We have no idea. But we do know the kids are hungry and being malnutrition and being fed poison. We do know these goddamn schools is pumping our babies full of poisons in that food. That's why, though my daughter goes to public school, she don't eat it. I pack that. We do know that. We do know that if we don't start growing our stuff, we just eat more poison. Anything they give us is gonna be poison. We know that, and we know that everything has to be a step for the better. And we know we gotta unplug. We don't unplug on the big stuff. We wanna unplug on the small stuff. What we gonna be called? And you know how I feel about the Moors. You can't have your cake and eat it too. If you were Moor and you was navigating the seas, somebody got them boats here. Somebody got them boats down there because you took them white people out them caves, right? So somebody got them white people out them caves, put them on massive ships, and sailed them down to Africa, picked us up, sailed us back up to Europe, and then sailed us over here. And if they were such ignorant monkeys, who taught them that? And if somebody with the same skin color as me taught them that, then that's my greatest enemy. So what we going to do about that? And why are we bothering to still claim that and still call ourselves conscious? Because you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, go ahead, sis. It's like that thing, Brother Carter G. Woodson said it perfect. He said the miseducation of the Negro. We have got so many of these, and I ain't knocking nobody who went to college and none of that shit. You know, hell, I kind of wish I had took up some of these things, so at least I can know some of the stuff. But some of the things here is we have gotten so highly educated on it and so conscious on a lot of stuff. We have been miseducated on a lot of stuff. Like you said, what Carter G. Woodson said, I'll never Brother Black get back in here. He said the miseducation of the Negro. And y'all know that he said the miseducation. He didn't say you weren't educated. He said you was miseducated.
Absolutely. You y'all were given something. Tell. And here's
yep.
the terrible thing you were given.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of people, they say that, man, by saying this right here, then the weak banging hard against, you know, their belief system, and, you know, we banging hard in their way of thought, but, you know, we're trying to understand. And I think coming from where we come at and the way that we feel about our people, that we just can't see how, you know, saying that can be applicable outside of learning certain laws for yourself. A little small thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying if somebody's trying to take your land by eminent domain and all that stuff, that's cool. You know, they're trying to lock you up, you know, and you can get out of that. But, you know, little minor shit, like trying to get your little, what they call that thing, Brother Surrey, a traveling card?
Yeah.
Besides that right there, I haven't seen the show improve that I need to see or that most people need to see if this is it, what you are doing, that she is that overstanding, that's going to allow us to really see the significance of this thing that you call yourself and that you going around trying to tell people that they need to, you know, study under and that they need to be. See, I can get me, matter of fact, I got a Black Law Dictionary on my computer. See, I can get that. I can read that all day. But, you know, when we playing with these crackers and we thinking that, you know, learning their code, but matter of fact, you know what you do? Hold up a minute. Now, you do need to know their code. You do need to, you know, learn how to word, you know. Matter of fact, you know what? Matter of fact, we're going to talk back about them words. The crackers, they use spells when you're in the courtroom. When they call your name and you stand up and respond, that's when you begin to fall into the spell. You done cosign. So you thinking that Cat in the Hat, mean Cat in the Hat, because it's on paper when you deal with them crackers going to their court of law. But in actuality, what you find out is the cat that you think they're talking about and the hat you think they're talking about are 10 different things. So these words must be evaluated and applicable where needed so that we can understand the language that the crackers are talking inside the courtroom.
And you see, that's the thing about it all. Every theology, every ideology has its beautiful part. But we talk about that, about not staying in one fashion or one thing or one cycle or committing to it. Everything has its good parts, but everything got its flaws too, but that's man-made, so that's gonna happen.
I got to call him and bring in, you know, the brother never came back. I want him to come back because I want it to really kind of get to, damn, I must be saying something I shouldn't have said. come back, Brother Dante. If you old man, I want you to come back, man, because I'm trying to understand. We trying to get to the bottom of this thing, you know.
It's all, bro.
Matter of fact, I got two calls. I'm gonna bring this first one in first. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring in 308 coming on your Smack Black Cars today. Is Brother Majid?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Majid, man.
Okay, brother. You heard the conversation we had this night. We trying to understand by, you know, people, you know, they came in mores, right?
Right.
We trying to understand what is that so appealing about being a Moor or claiming this Moorish heritage, you know, that, you know, I should follow if you were to come and tell me that it's something that I need to do. I can't see past, you know, the things that the Moors had done to have us in this fucked up bad situation, or to be a part of us being in this fucked up bad situation, for me to even want to claim that title. You understand what I'm saying, brother?
I got off the phone early because I wasn't, you know, I was doing some other stuff. I just got back online, and I was like, I was telling the brother, more. I mean, I guess, like I was saying, more to me is like saying Negro. Any term that they use for black people. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tendency, we want to be everything but black, you know? And we seem to have a problem, so I'm like, well, give me, lack of a better term, give me something else. But now they're saying, oh, Africans don't call themselves black. I'm saying, I don't know what else they call themselves, because they don't call themselves black from what I've been studying. Dr. Bing got a whole book called Black Man of the Nile and His Family. Most people should check that out because we don't forget a lot of the information he has in the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's concrete information. So, you know, we deal with a lot of emotionalism, you know, just deal with the facts of the history. More just of a term synonymous with black. So we don't want to be black, so I guess they want to use the term more. I guess. I don't know. I'm confused now.
Hey, Brother Majid, you know, and that's really like shitting on our ancestors in a way too. You know, they'd be like, well, you know, like, all right, check this out. You say, well, you know, Dr. Ben had used the term black, and they'd be like, yeah, that's because he ain't no better. You know, man, I'm gonna make you feel the heat. Some of your young cat come up and tell you, you know, because he knew better, that's not gonna use the word black. We talking about Dr. Ben now.
They don't know who he is, obviously.
But he might be using, how would that make you feel for them to even, you know, say that right there about your mentor, to say that he didn't know better because he had used the word black?
You'd probably be
ready to fight on you.
They get ready. They must be using Wikipedia. That's all I can say about that. That's enough said if somebody understands. You know.
No, Savannah. He worked for the bees. Remember, he worked for the universe. He worked for the bees. He didn't. I'm just saying what they said. This ain't my word. I'm just saying what they gonna tell you.
Dr. Ben got fired more time than he got hired. You know what I'm saying? That's in the book. He got fired for standing up. He got fired for telling the truth. Whether he worked for the beast or the beast worked for him.
Yeah. My whole thing is I don't care what you call me. Just call me. Call me, brother. Call me.
Let me
call me, king. Call me, queen. Just call me. Call me and tell me what we're doing. Just call me.
Just be. Like they say, be. I am. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you call
me.
Spell my name right.
You know what, some people don't understand the concept of the I am. You know, they can say I am this and I am that, but they really don't understand the concept. Because if they understand the concept, they won't get mad when they come to them identifying with themselves. They won't get mad to somebody coming at them really with love, trying to identify with them. But because they're not in tune with the I am, then they get mad at the drop of a damn hat. Hey, don't call me black, brother.
I'm not no African.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what else that is, though? That goes back to a self-hatred that we don't even understand.
Damn.
Because we so hurt and so deeply hurt by when we've been called these terms and the derogatory meanings that have been placed on them, that we want to reject it all because we don't want any of it. Because when you call, there was a time when you called a black, I don't know about y'all, but if you called me black 20, 30 years ago, I might want to fight. Well, not 30 because I was only two. But 20 years ago, I would have wanted to fight. Because it was a time calling you we love to say your black ass, your black this. Black, if you want to insult somebody, so black in front of you. We fight in the hood about how black you are. These terms have so much pain on them. I remember fighting words when I was little, too. African booty scratcher. I have no idea what African booty scratcher is. But we were so, but we got so much self-hate. Call us an African booty scratcher. You want to insult somebody from the islands, call them a Haitian. It's so much that this word we've allowed to, and they've been placed with such hate, such vile, such vehement disgust towards us that we don't want to be called anything. You know why people pick up more? Because more is the only term that I can think of that we call ourselves that is the derogatory light. Nobody's ever said that with your more ass. Look at you. You're such a more. So that's why that's the one thing we say, wait a minute, that means black, but it ain't been used in a bad way. Give me that one.
You're right, sister. That's true. You know? So, I mean, me, I've been calling myself black so long, like you say, though, but about 30 years ago, I called a girl black. And she felt like I insulted her. I'm like, whoa.
What?
You know, they got used to these terms yet. But I'm saying, okay, what you want me to call you, brown? Make you Indian, huh?
Right.
I don't know. I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I just say, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hello, hello, how are you?
We got to get rid of you.
Then that's nice.
And you know what? If that's the case, Brother Majid, you know, where people don't want to be called black, we got to get rid of every song, every bit of poetry, every movie, every transcript that has the term black on it. We're going to have to get rid of everything that has to do with anything of blackness in order to start over again.
We have to get rid of me then, because I use it all the time.
I didn't get rid of Sheik Anti-Diop, Dr. Ben, John Henry Cloud. We're going to get rid of all these folks?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotta
so
go,
I'm
gotta
like,
go.
We could do GD9. You see what I'm
like
saying?
We can't agree
on the smell of a fart. You know what I'm saying? It done got too crazy, man. I'm like, if you're not this, then what are you?
I'm
a Jew, I'm a Hebrew.
You can't get a bunch of Negroes to agree to go to the corner together. We can't agree. See, because that's the issue, too. So when you become a free, when you become
come in, Trill, come in, Trill, you went out of town. Come
okay.
in, Trill, come back in a little bit, Trill. I hear you better now. You sound crystal clear.
So when you get out there and you become a free thinker, because that's another issue why we have a problem with organizing, right? Because we free thinkers now, right? So when you're a free thinker, don't nobody want a leader, right? And we feel that in order to organize, there has to be a leader. When it doesn't, it just has to be somebody willing to do the legwork for organization. And we don't have to sit up there and put that person on a pedestal. We just have to understand that this is the person or a group of people that we're designated to be in charge of making sure the message gets out. We get to certain places, we make sure it runs as a well-oiled machine. Now, there does have to be people in charge of certain factions. But the problem is we can't get anybody to agree because we're so busy wanting to be free thinkers. But we all agree on the problem. We all know the problem. But we're so busy wanting to be free thinkers. We're so scared of coming under an umbrella of one thing because this is our thought process. And plus, a lot of people just like knowing something different. A lot of people don't care about moving forward. They just want to know something different.
Right. And, sister, I got to commend you. You actually the queen and the goddess to me. I just say sister because that makes synonymous, you know, with the rest of the sisters. But you actually a goddess to me, sister. And I really enjoy your energy and listening to you talk. Listen to you speak. Because everybody could talk, you know what I'm saying? But everybody can't speak, but you can understand where they're coming from, you know? And I really appreciate you, you know? Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy dealing with you guys every week. This is what I do on my Saturday night. This is how I live it up.
Yes, I. And I know sometimes I can I come in from the left, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my nature, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I got to say something to rattle somebody's mind, their brain, because if we don't wake up, man, all of them, we gonna be like them Jews in the damn gas chamber again, you know what I'm saying? When you partying and we bullshit too much, you know? So it's like...
Hey, and this time, instead of burning them, you know, instead of burning them too, you know what I'm saying, their asses, They don't burn them just enough so they can goddamn put some barbecue sauce on them.
You know? Jeffrey Dahmer done proved that to you. You know what I'm saying?
What? All that white on white crime.
Yeah. that was vanilla on chocolate crime. You know what I mean? This thing is got ridiculous, man. But if we don't come back to the one, man, because I mean, you know, we got to, like Brother said, we're not trying to go back to the pyramids, but we're still trying to learn the science being left us in them pyramids. You know what I'm saying? So, I think the ancient way is the best way for me, man. All that Christianity, that Judaism, and that Islam. I'm not dealing with none of that mess, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to ride
And that's the thing about it, too.
You know? We study that. We're not going to be above all that, man. You know?
And that's the thing about it, too, brother. You know, you go into that, it's basically you going to Islam. Now, we know we are Islam. We are Islam by nature. You know, we are Islam by nature because our nature is peace. All of us know this. All of us know our nature is peace. No, no, all of us don't know this because if they knew it, then they'll live it. But we peace by nature. But going underneath that system, a lot of them are basically going back to the old school style of Islam that's putting the woman back in a class of second class citizenship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How can you dismiss the black woman?
You can't use them as no model for Islam. You know what I'm saying? You can't use them as no model. I mean, for me, they never was no model for me. You know what I'm saying? It never was no model for me, man. From the time, bro, when I became a Muslim in Savannah, Georgia, I did not go to Farrakhan. I wasn't in the nation. I was on the water of Dean. You know what I'm saying? And it was black when I left. But when I went back, I saw them Arabs in there. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't going for this. No, I'm not dealing with that, man. You know what I'm saying? We got our own kind of problems, man. We different from everybody. Africans, African American, whatever you want to call it, black people, Negro, whatever. We different from everybody else. We got a different kind of problem than the rest of these folks. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of these folks went through what we've been through, and we still got our sanity, almost. You know? Ain't none of them but us. So we got to solve our own problem. You know?
Oh, it's yeah. You know, and Brother Majid.
It lies within the problem.
And me and you, brother, me and you are on the same frequency. You know that me and you are on the same frequency, man. You sit around,
day
man,
one, bro.
You talk.
From day one.
Brothers, man, from day one. From day one, brother. But, you know, we sit around, we talking to brothers, and we asking them, you know, for everything we do, man, they say, well, you know what, brother, you need to take that energy, man, and focus it more on the studying. You know what, brother, you need to take that energy.
Yeah.
But, motherfucker, this is not, this right here, energy, what you see is passion. This energy that you see is love. This is the love
that
I have for my people that I'm looking at like, you know what, wake up. I'm looking at it, why are you scared to bank? Why are you scared to go and handle your business?
Let me tell you how hard our job is. I'm going to tell you, simple. Bob said it. You know what I'm saying? It's like putting a hole in the stone with a drip of water at a time. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm saying go hard, but the only thing you need with that is patience. Because we're trying to put a hole in the stone with drips of water. You know? Well, that's gonna take a while, bro, you know?
Yeah, it's gonna happen now. It's gonna happen.
And
but it's gonna take a long ass time.
I'll be wilding, man, because this the only shot I can get on and be free. See what the fuck I'm gonna say. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that man ain't talking enough. You in the secret society, that mean you ain't saying nothing to me till I join you? Okay, bro. See you later. Okay, bye. You know? And that's what that is, man. It's like, I don't know, man. We got to see this thing, and we got to put some work in, you know?
But me, I
mean,
right here. Let me get me wrong.
It start with talking. You know what I'm saying? It start with this. You know, but we interest in everything we do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no power block. We ain't got no political block. You know what I'm saying? Only spirituality. The church got more power than us right now. You know, they ain't even got to pay no taxes. You know? Go to church on Sunday, see the bank man on Monday. All these pastors, you know what I'm saying, but they flock. Man, that sound like stocks and bonds to me.
Yep.
What's really going on? You know what I'm saying? And like I heard a conversation earlier, brother was saying they were giving you flack by burning that crack of Christ.
Yeah.
But they don't have no shit. Just burn the
kitchen. Me and brother Sunray ancestor trio, man. We was going through it this week, man. And brother
man,
Sunray, we was going through it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You don't sweat them like brother says. I think it was brother Sunray.
you like, man, they physically themselves. We burn the penny y'all pissed off. You know what I'm saying? That's what remind me of Malcolm. Malcolm said, shit, they call me a nigga so much, why I thought that was my name. Now we get a chance to tell them about their ass, now they mad.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to identify you with all these fucking fucked up terms and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mike, bro, this Majid, bro, keep doing what you're doing, bro. You understand me? Them Negroes, they ain't going to never grow. You see what I'm saying? They gonna stay knee high. You don't know about them, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man. Chopping down a giant, man. This beef.
Man, you know what, brother? And I appreciate that. I appreciate that right there. I think, you know what, brother? Thank you. Thank you, Brother Majid. Thank you. You know what? I think, man, the people from the beginning, the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, in that 25 and 50 year span of time right there, those were the most powerfulest, smartest black folks that we ever had after, you know what I'm saying, slavery had ended. All the other residue, trickle down ass Negroes, they ain't shit. Now,
but
I ain't gonna take away from the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm not going to take away from, you know what I'm saying, Father Allah. I'm not going to take away from Malcolm X. I'm not going to take away from Martin Luther King. I'm not going to take away from none of them. But there was no more powerful black folks than those ones that came after the Reconstruction period of slavery. We had black towns popping up. We had Negro politicians all over the place, and not just low officers, but high officers such as governors that came from being slaves.
Right. But what we did we traded it all in to be white.
But yeah, exactly. You know, look, you look at the old footage of the UNIA. You look at the footage of the people that was down with the UNIA. The Garveyites that like we like to call them today. But man, that was all straight power. That was all straight love.
But when you read you know the history, you don't want to give me the DVD. You know what I'm saying? You had a bunch of nigga knuckleheads on there too, man, trying to screw markets, you know? So many of them, man, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but that's gonna happen. That's human.
Everybody ain't gonna love you. Everybody's not gonna love you.
But what we lost was the reason we were.
Come
so
in, living Montreal. You know you're gonna be archived because I'm gonna put this on a remix. Yeah, you have to stay like that because I'm gonna put you on a remix. Brother Sunray gonna put you on a remix.
So what we do is, what happens is during that time frame, once the Africans in America has the shortest memory ever, right? It only takes us like a generation or two to forget. It only takes us maybe two. It just takes us two generations to forget. And two generations, we've forgotten the 60s and 70s. And two generations, they forgot the 20s. It only takes us about two generations to forget. We got a real sad short-term memory as a collective. And so what happens is, we have the ones in the 20s and 30s, they still remember slavery. You know what I'm saying? They remember slavery, because especially us down here in the South. What they consider slavery according to what they teach in the textbooks, you know, for us, that didn't even end until like the 30s, right? Because it converted from being called slavery into sharecropping. And sharecropping was a slavery in itself. So therefore,
and chain gang. And chain gang. Don't forget about the chain gang.
And chain gang, right. For slavery as they knew it in the 1800s and before didn't even end for us in the South until the 30s as a majority. And some places it still hasn't ended. Some places in Mississippi they still sharecropping and chain ganging to this very day. There are places in America where they still sharecropping and chain ganging us. And not in the sophisticated way, because in the sophisticated way, they're doing it all over. But there's some places that are still doing it in the old archaic way that they did right post-slavery. So we had a real bad short-term memory. So we were powerful then because we had two things. One, we had the memory of where the hell we just were. And two, we had each other. And that's what they broke up with integration. They see, we kept seeing the grass greener on the other side, and we gave it all up to live next door to them.
That's what we did, man.
Shit. Because living next door to them broke the chain. It broke the chain. It broke the bonds that couldn't be broken. It broke me being able to speak to my neighbor and know my neighbor, watch my house and watch my kids. It took that away from me. It took away from my child's teacher being my next door neighbor. That's a special connection. We don't have communities anymore. We don't have them, and we gave it all up to live next door to white folks that don't give a shit about us.
Ooh, sister, you be bringing up some powerful subject. I'm telling you, you be hitting it home every time. I'm telling you. We be getting amnesia, like you say, you know what I'm saying? All the struggle our ancestors went through, and now we had like it ain't even happening, you know what I'm saying? Be ready to twerk it out and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I get that question all the time. Why you always talk about black this and black that? The question should be, why aren't you? If you're picking up a book, how do you have time for your mouth to be fixed for anything else? Do you know how rich our history is? Do you know how deep we go? Do you know how far the rabbit hole go? I ain't got time to talk about nothing else.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell me what else important.
You have a stop for the book on that shit, sister. Black. Black. Every time you say black, bust that shit. Black.
Say it again.
Say it
again.
What you
say, Trey? Black.
Black.
Just like that, huh? Yeah.
Bro, I had a grown ass man, and he said he's a fucking ear doctor. He gonna tell me some African New Hebrew. I wrote that nigga. He didn't even know his kids. He might thought he had power. He was cut from that day on. I started looking at him like he was a fool. You know, African New Hebrew. I'm like, okay then. You need to go, bro. I ain't even fucking with you no more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't into that black shit? Back up. That's all I got to say about that, bro. Serious business. You know what I'm saying? You can say you a mo. That means black, too.
Yeah.
You know? I don't care. You want to say Negro? You want to be in the NAACP? That means black, too. You ain't going to get around. You ain't gonna get around. I ain't gonna let you around me. I'm them black. You know what I'm saying? You need to find out Latin poets. The ones say, black is you, black is me, black is us, black is free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You around here with that bullshit, man, please.
You say you're Latin poets?
If you don't want to be black, black is a compilation of all the colors, then what color you want to pull out of there? You can get that.
More.
You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a bit more of that, too.
I want to be more black. How about that?
You more black. You know
every
what I'm saying?
I want to be more and more black.
More black.
Hey, Sister Tria. Sister Tria.
More.
Hey, Sister Tria, you won't have to pull one of the rappers out they had tonight. You won't have to pull one out. You on this phone? Hey, you know what? Hey, you giving us all that energy and all of that strong womanhood, you know what I'm saying, that we need to get us brothers in line, you're gonna have to hit us with one of them Sister Soldier poems you got.
Uh oh.
Look out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's just
hey,
I don't battle rap,
but I love to hear a battle poem, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look. I love to hear, you know, this something to go along with, you know. Hey, look, you know how they say that there's an app for that? You know how they say on the commercial say, you know, there's an app for that. This sister got a poem for everything. Hey, if your car broke down, she got a poem for that.
You know what? Don't play, because I don't want to be on the side of the road.
Hey, I know you did. I know you did. Hey,
if you lock your keys, if you lock yourself outside the house, she got a poem for that.
You know what?
Sister Tria got a poem for it all. So Sister Tria, excuse me, I'm sorry, y'all. Sister Tria, can you bless us? Can you just go ahead and just hit us with one of them? I know you got about 25,000. Just hit us with one of them.
We need it.
Okay, here's one. Can y'all hear me how I sound? I'm all right.
Yes, I am.
Brother Majid, I'm gonna put you on mute for a second until she gets finished, 'cause you got a little bit of background noise. I'm gonna bring
all
you back
right,
on though, but you won't be able to hear.
All right. Okay.
Oh, that's the wrong line. Hold on, Sister Trey. That was to the Trey. Yeah, President McGee, don't hang up now. He's gonna put you on mute for a little second, you know.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
You got the flow?
Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Hold on. All right. Come on, sister.
Okay.
Loud and clear, sister. We wanna hear you. You know,
I call this one Break Into Electric Boogaloo. You'll see why. Okay. Black boys don't get no breaks unless it's breaking in his sense of self-worth. From the moment he is conceived, when his daddy leaves, his seed is fertilized with mommy's anger and a pain left once again to be born into a world that wants him dead. So it tells him he's only good for breaking head and backboards. Hordes of women want his meat and white supremacy wants his flesh by the pound. And if he can't step up to the pitcher's mound, he's useless, breaking his spirit down until it fits into a cage, which is where they'll place him if he's unable to do the same to his rage, until his soul is broken. Got him 5 years old popping pill bottles open because a child wanted to run, dance, and play. It's now called a mental disorder. Borderline crazy daddy. Can't help because his ass is long ago slain. Mama can't figure out what's in her black boy's brain, so the best her love can do is strive to keep him breathing. So she places a leash and hopes it'll save him from their noose. Don't let your lips get too loose. Marijuana legal, so just stick to gut rot and booze, because them boys in blues looking for any reason to lay you low and misconstrue your life on the news. And you mama's little man, and I can't let that happen. So I'm going to break you out that wild side by breaking broomsticks across your hide, because master taught us long ago to break that young buck soon as you get him, hit him. With emasculation, emancipation, integration, indoctrination, adjudication, incarceration, all under the propagation that your justification is his entire existence is nothing more than one giant genetic defect. But dear folks, I regret to inform you, no. Now, fuck that. I've come to warn you that so goes the way of the king, so goes the way of the kingdom. And Mama Earth is livid at the mistreatment of her first son. And as long as you allow his blood to run loose in these streets, the cosmic environmental turmoil will not cease, as above, so below. Which is why in the middle of the summer, hailstorms blow, and the winter solstice is being marked by record-breaking heat index, because the masses of souls cry aloud, demanding vengeance. And that blind eye you pluck will be That blind eye you turn will be plucked from his socket. So, black boys, make some noise. Burn Missouri for your misery, because the flames are coming anyway. And I say, for every shakedown, take to the streets and cause a shake-up. And if you sleeping peacefully now at night, it's because you have yet to wake up. And no longer will they be allowed to cage Sankofa pigeons for profit, for they are prepared to sing in the resounding crescendo, perched on the shoulders of the fat lady. And those that dance on picket fences will be pushed down to the muddy side of the enemy, because for teeter-totters, we can no longer be bothered. Move house, nigga, you blocking my shot. And my ammo is precious, just like Gaia's womb. My trigger fingers is restless, and my aim is accurate. And the scope is on you, America's educational system, that tells black boys they are not able to achieve to the level of whites. The scope is on you, America's prison industrial complex, who sells and trades our soul of the souls of our black men to funnel fraudulent funds that keep this hamster wheel turning. The scope is on you, westernized religion, who teaches black boys that and the anger within is nothing more than the devil, and their warrior spirit is nothing but a demon. Bang, down goes demoralizing behavior. Bang, down goes the unfulfilling belief in a white savior. Bang, down goes the generational curses of self-hatred. Bang, down goes the force field of the matrix, because our black boys are unplugging. Thank y'all.
I don't have but one thing to say about that, Sister Tria.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna have to wait till at the end of the show to let you do your poetry from now on, because it basically has a speechless. Hey,
am I
hey,
on?
Hey, brother Surrey. Hey, I'm listening.
Yes,
like, damn, what can I see after this?
Yo,
yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah, you on, brother.
Okay, peace. Yo, I'm glad I know how to swim, bro. I'm glad I know how to swim. That shit was so deep, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I know how to swim. That's all I can say about that, bro. That's all. I ain't saying ain't nothing else to be said. She said it all. I mean, hey. That was deep.
Man, see, that's that euphoria right there, man.
Mm-hmm. When that book, when that poem book coming out?
I hear you. I'm gonna have to work on something. I ain't got no choice now.
I'm saying when on 2017? What? Tell me something.
I gotta look forward.
I'm trying to look forward. You know what I'm saying? I have something to look forward to.
The end of 2015. That should be a good time frame. You have spoken into existence. There it is, and that's like
no doubt. Got to have some of that. For real.
Hey, I just want to ask this little right fast. Can I get Lydia's DNA so I can make me a clone?
That's right.
You gotta make me a clone of you. Man, it goes.
Hey, Brother Sunray, see where the water clear, yeah, man. When you walk into the ocean, you can look down and see your feet.
Get
good.
Yeah, I love it, bro.
Yeah, this is beautiful, man. I love the feminine energy. I always need that. You know what I'm saying? My mom died. I was 8 years old. You know, so my sister couldn't replace her. She raised me, but she couldn't be that. So I need that kind of sustenance. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Maybe that's what we here for, bro. I need y'all. Thank y'all so much.
You, for real.
Y'all made my week.
No doubt. One thing
about her, sister, I ain't gonna ask you to sing a poem. I ain't gonna ask you to do that right there if the brothers, you know what I'm saying, don't like it. I have got positive reviews from females I know asking who is the sister with the poetry, you know, and even Brother Sunray, you know, he like, man, you know, he loved your poems. You said it's very powerful, you know. So that's a wonderful thing in itself, you know what I'm saying, that you can put the words out like that that are so powerful. You know, a lot of people always speak about Maya Angelou, you know what I'm saying, the R.I.P. Maya Angelou, but shit, like I said, you know, Maya Angelou can't fuck with no Tria, because Tria coming from that strong revolutionary standpoint, what had got Maya crossed over was that, you know, the crackers had lighted her. You know, and my respect for Maya only go a certain extent, you know, because she goddamn married a goddamn cracker. You know, so, shit, I can say something else, but I don't want to throw my cards all the way off with my full feelings about Maya Angelou. But, you know, we already know why the case bird say, but... I know you're not. You know, so all black women, she is like a hero to y'all from all the things that she have done. But at the same
We're gonna talk about her. We're gonna talk about her. Just this is my snippet on Sister Maya. Now the only reason I even write, she's one of the reasons I write. Now I know why the case first says it was her other autobiography. Oh my goodness. I can't call her name, but I read it in ninth grade, and I didn't like reading in ninth grade because I used to have to read a lot, and so I didn't, but it was the first time I picked up a book and said, I'm gonna read this, and let me read this by autobiography, and it's not that I know why the case burns says because I wanted to be different, right? And so I read it, and then all of a sudden my answer was some of everything in that book. I don't know whether she made up her life or whether she made it eloquent. But what it did was, for one, she ain't look like the other people that was called pretty, right? She looked like me. She was dark skin. She had some nasty hair. Her nose was wide, and so she had something that a lot
she
of
wanted
people
to be, she wanted to be light skinned. She hated herself. She wanted to be a cracker.
Right, but it's so. But
she wanted to be a cracker. That's all
her,
it is. She just wanted to be a goddamn cracker.
But when you see her, that image, back to imagery. When you see her, that image did something for you. Like, for instance, when I first saw Nina Simone, for the longest, I had never heard any song by her other than Feeling Good. I didn't know she was an activist sister with her jazz. I didn't know that for the longest. But when you see her, she looks like me, and she's doing this. Especially when you're not conscious, you don't look that deep into Maya Angelou. So what she did was, her image brought about a self-pride for a lot of black women who look like that, who were dark skin with wide noses and nappy short hair that didn't grow down their back. So, and she was still beautiful, powerful in her words and her ability to evoke emotion. She, even though she wasn't what they call textbook Freddie, Maya Angelou, through the way she carried herself and her poetry, was sexy, was beautiful, was desirable. So then whatever you turn it into later, that comes much later with more understanding. But that's where that's important. But as far as revolutionary poetry, my girl is Sonia Sanchez. Sonia Sanchez, Nikki Giovanni. But Sonia Sanchez is that deal. So everybody has
You know who the baddest motherfucker when it comes to that poetry? You know who the baddest one when it comes to that poetry?
Jessica Carroll Boy. She that deal.
If I could find the spot where truth echoes, I would stand there and whisper memories of my children's future. I would let their future dwell in my past so that I might live a brighter now. Now is the essence of my domain, and it contains all that was and will be. And I am as I was and will be, because I am and always will be that nigger. I am that nigger. I am that nigger. I am that timeless nigger that swings on pendulums like vines through minds of booby-trapped minds that are enslaved by time. I am the life that supersedes lifetimes, I am. It was me with serpentine hair and a timeless stare that with a mortal glare turned mortal fear into stone time capsules. They still exist as the walking dead, as I do, the original sufferhead, symbol of life and matriarchy, severed head, Medusa, I am. I am that nigger, I am that nigger, I am that nigger. I am a negro, yes negro, negro from necro, meaning death. I overcame it, so they named me after it. And I be spitting at death from behind and putting kickly signs on his back, because I am not the son of shaclack clack. I am before that, I am before. I am before. Before death is eternity, after death is eternity. There is no death, there's only eternity. And I be riding on the wings of eternity like, yah, 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 shaclack clack. But my flight doesn't go undisturbed, because time makes dreams defer. And all of my time fears are turning my days into daymares, and I live daymares, reliving nightmares of once haunted my past. Shaclack clack, time is beating my ass. And I be having dreams of chocolate-covered watermelons, filled with fried chickens like pinatas, with little pickaninny sons and daughters standing up under them with big sticks and aluminum foil, hitting them trying to catch pieces of fallen fried chicken wings. And Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben are standing in the corners with rifles pointed at the heads of the little children. Don't shoot the children, I shout. Don't shoot the children, but they say it's too late. They've already been infected by time, but this shit is before my time. I need more time. I need more time. But it's too late. They start shooting at the children and killing them. One by one, two by two, three by three, four by four, five by five, six by six. But my spirit is growing seven by seven, faster than the speed of light, because light only penetrates the darkness that's already there, and I'm already there. I'm here at the end of the road, which is the beginning of the road beyond time, but where my niggas at?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, don't tell me my niggas got lost in time. My niggas are dying before their time. My niggas are serving unjust time. My niggas are dying because of time.
Nah, see? That's what I'm talking about right there. Sister Tria, I gotta listen to something that's gonna have me
moving, and when I move, I don't need nothing that's going to have me in a state of complacency. I don't need nothing that's going to put me in the middle. I need something that's going to keep me in my lane and my lane only. At this stage, I don't see myself dropping the way I feel about the system of white supremacy and the things that they do to hurt my people. I don't see myself, and I understand, you know, a lot of people hold Maya Angelou on high. But me, myself, personally, I can't personally, for those that didn't understand, I can't do it because she was too much not only on this side, but the other side. She was a poet that got pushed up to the level she was because of white folks. So with that being said, all the people she worked with, and I read on the sister now. She worked with a lot of people, and Maya Angelou had a very interesting life. Maya Angelou had such an impact on a lot of people. But a lot of those people that she had an impact on, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Martin Luther King. How did she get pushed in the forefront? All those times she said, "Well, it wasn't for me to, you know, to speak for the pastors or whatever. It wasn't for me to be in the civil rights. Right. You know what I'm saying? How did she get right there in that position? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What I'm saying though is that's that list, right? That's the list that was made up. But what I'm telling you is what you heard from me tonight. Her writings had a hand in that, right? We all been played messed up at some point, right? There was one point when I wasn't conscious and I did some detrimental stuff that I'm probably still working off because that's when I was whatever I was. But your contribution, and this actually goes to the whole conversation for the evening. We can't negate. I'm not saying give anybody props or praise. I'm saying when somebody laid low, just because they prostrate and their eyes closed don't mean you bury their demons with them. Everybody that died don't die a saint. So call her, as my granny said, call her ace of the spade of spades. Call it like it is. But what I'm saying for that, I'm not saying put her on a pedestal. I'm just saying for that was her gift, and she did contribute where she contributed. Now, as far as you say a poetry that evokes, trust me, she moved a lot of people that evoked, that moved to something different. Like I'm telling you, Sister Jessica Caramore, I say that name over and over and over. But that sister, when I saw her when I was in college, that did it for me. That's what made me put pen to paper and write like this. That's what made me find my niche for poetry. And it's very rare that I write whatever's considered a romantic love poem, or I write about nature, unless I talk about people ruining it. When my pen get ready to activate, this is all I can write about. This is the only thing that make my pen flow like that is my people. That's the only thing I can put to paper that flows like that. Even when I write in the context of love, it's still on a black love perspective. It's still a black woman loving a black man. You can't put nobody else inside my poetry when I write, even if I write it like that. It's strictly for us. So, but that had its moments, that had its purpose, and that goes back to imagery. So her picture, her story created a certain imagery, and everything happens in stages, right? What I do today, coming in line with her book, was she was a tunnel on the path. She was something along the path that I learned this from, and it picked up and moved on. So I'm not saying she didn't do all the detrimental diabolical stuff and that she wasn't put in the machine at some point. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in that moment she did something. Just like we were talking about Richard Pryor. In that moment he did something. Not that he wasn't put in the machine and did some bad stuff, but in a moment in his life, in time, he made his point. And not everybody going to be a revolutionary. And not everybody who's given a platform is going to use it for revolutionary purposes. And also, they don't let us do that. They do not let us do that. You're not allowed to do that in the state. not going to stay in the limelight and stay popular. The white people not going to keep giving you their money and their spotlight to tell black people to stop listening to white people. They're not going to do it. Anybody's ever tried and they got rid of? Anybody's ever tried that? They've either gotten rid of and made them seem crazy, ruined their contract and forced them out, or you turn around and they look like a zombie. And then all of a sudden, just like a zombie, like they done zapped their brain, they talking a totally different rhetoric. We see it with artists. Artists will come out with a power movement album, and the next album is Shake Your Booty. And you don't know what the hell happened to that person. Some white people did something. So,
said the white people did something?
Mm-hmm. I just can't fathom that people who come out so powerful just all of a sudden turn left for no dollar. You don't do that. Something happened. Like
maybe the whole time, Sister Trill, maybe the whole time that's who they was. Maybe they were put out there that first time to fool us into making us think that, you know, that they were those type of people. And actually they wasn't. And I can tell you a good example. Go ahead.
The only reason I say that is because the eyes are the windows to the soul. And I done seen pictures of artists. You see artists where they live in one way and they doing a certain thing. Then you see a picture once they're not making that kind of music or that kind of noise no more, and their eyes are like something gone. I done seen it. Like, prime example, Erykah Badu's last album was not anything before, but that's because she was on a steady progression. And that American album, the first one, that album is so powerful that should be in every conscious person's repertoire. They should know that album backwards and forth, because that album was so, it's blatantly white people killing us, y'all wake up. Like, the lyrics are just that blatant in the album. And then she was on hiatus for a while, and she came back with a real mellow sugar pop album. And if you look at a picture of her, and then she got the blonde hair, and you look at her, you got a picture of her, she looked zapped. She looked zapped like something. You got a Kanye, too. His albums were something totally different, and then he looked zapped. So I say they look zapped. I'm just saying,
he
when been I
zapped.
See the pictures.
He been zapped when
pictures,
he had came out with Jesus Walk, he was zapped. He been zapped. The whole time he was zapped. We thinking that these people have gotten indoctrinated. The ones that you see that don't go with that shit, those are the ones that suffer. Those are the ones that have everything taken away from them. Those are the ones that die early. You understand what I'm saying? Those are the ones that, you know, bad publicity come out about them and they never bounce back from. But those ones that, all right, I'll give you an example. Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson's still alive. Al Sharpton's still alive. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, dead. You know what I'm saying? The people
I'm not disagreeing with that though. But what I'm saying,
I know you're not disagreeing. But you know what? Let's go kill that right. Let's kill that right now. Maya Angelou is not here no more. Only person I'm concerned about right now that says poetry that moves my heart and my spirit, that's the sister that's on the line right now, and that's you. So if you want to say my Angelou contribute to it, then that's fine. You know what? But the only person I hear is you. So I want to thank you. So you can go thank my Angelou. And you can thank whoever was your influence, but I'm thanking you. You're the person that moved me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for the platform and the availability and the inspiration as well. So thank you.
What you don't realize, and a lot of women don't realize, is we need you. Y'all talking about y'all need us, but we need you.
No, we need each other, absolutely.
Yeah, we do need each other. Yes, we do. We need each other in order for this thing to survive.
What?
You know, in order for us to move forward. And And you and your poetry and your word. And I didn't understand, you know, like I said, you know, Brother Dante hung the phone up, you know, because obviously I must be saying something damn, you know, make him sit down. You know what? Let me go ahead and retreat. I'll come back later. But, you know, he said something about, you know, the English language being the bastard language. He said that right there, language. For those that's listening that don't understand, he said the same thing last week and he said the same thing another time. You know, but what people don't realize is like I said, this is a powerful language. Any language is powerful, but this English language is a powerful language because mm-hmm. this is the language that makes everything move in this society and abroad. And you talking about going to handle your business all around the world and not know this language. You will fail. If you don't have somebody with you that can convey your message inside this language, everything else you say, it ain't going to make no sense. And that's what people don't realize when they say, you know, this English language. The words don't mean this, and the words don't mean that, and the words mean this. You have to really understand what it is that you're saying. Being a Moor, you know what? If that works for you, that's fine. But you won't have to realize that you are black and black first. And also, you're going to have, by you taking that title, you're going to have to accept responsibility for what it is that you've done to help benefit the system of white supremacy that have us in the situation that we are in now. You can't own one end of the spectrum and not the other. You can't say that you navigated the ship without saying that, you know, you had helped hold down the cargo. You can't say that you set up America without instituting some of the laws that's on the books that got us fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? And they want to get they want to disregard the bitter and they want to take the sweet. No, you can't do that. You can't. You just can't do it. But anybody that's listening in on the line, if you are talented in the Department of Literature, if you are talented in the Department of Song, Poetry, if you are talented in the Department of working a computer, doing computer graphics or web design or even Facebook page building and web posting, and you're interested in coming to join us at Culture Freedom Radio, hit us up on blogtalkradio.com, Culture Freedom, inbox us. And if you cannot get us there, hit me up personally, Mr. Savannah Black at gmail.com. That's Mr. M-R. S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H-B-L-A-C-K at gmail.com. Because we're interested in bringing like-minded people into Freedom Radio because this brand is growing. And if you want to come on board and be a part of our family, you're more than welcome to join. Ms. Trim, got something you want to say?
Yes. I love you guys. I love the atmosphere. I love building with you guys. I love my people. And we are going to make it. We're going to get out of this. We're going to figure it out. We're going to work it out. And whether you are Moor, Kemite, Hebrew Israelite, Nawapians, Five Percenters, whatever else you like to call yourself, RBG, whatever you want to call yourself, You my brother. You my sister. And I don't care. Tell me what you want me to call you, and I'll address you as such. Every time I see you, I'll personally remember to address you as such, and I will answer when you address me as such. I don't care. Just tell me what we're doing. That's all.
And you know what? That's wonderful. And a lot of people, they think that, you know, we trying to shoot them down, you know, because of what they believe in and the way they live it. No, we're not trying to do that. What we're trying to do is we're trying to peel away all of these different layers so that we can see what it is, you know what I'm saying, that's underneath that's going to work for us. You know, a lot of y'all jumping on the bandwagon to everything that comes along. Now, you know, it's nothing the matter with being, you know, a Moor. You know, it's nothing the matter with being Nuwabian. It's nothing the matter with being with the Nation of Islam. It's nothing the matter with being a Christian. If those are doctrines that you want to follow, that's fine. That's cool. But at the end of the day, we are all the same. Why are you trying to come and shut me down, brother? Why are you trying to come and shut me down, sister? Why is it that you take it upon yourself to hate on me when you see me trying to uplift and build my people? Why? Why, brother? Why do you do this to me? Why, sister? Why do you do this to me? Don't you see that the reason I'm doing this is because I love you? But they don't want to realize that because they want to be, as something I was saying earlier, they want to buzz around where I'm at and think that because they come over here, they can get in my shit. But these people don't know how to maneuver themselves around people like me, so I make them uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying, Tria? I make them uncomfortable because they're like, damn, this old Southern talking ass Negro, he ain't go to college. He didn't study and leave nobody. But, man, he on this shit. Damn. I'm going to have to go ahead and shut him down, because if I don't, and other people see him for who he is, then guess what? They're going to know that I'm not the person that I claim I was. That's why when I read this list of the types of conscious people to avoid that was presented to me by my sister Trinity, that's why when Tria had read the ones that she had put down, and that's why when I was talking about Christianity and a burn, the White Jesus Challenge, and that's why when I was talking about looking at the people that surround you and seeing whether or not you're surrounded by warriors that's going to come to you in a battle and going to help you with their combat boots on, are you surrounded by wannabe-ass, knowledge-less, selfish-ass Negroes that are nothing but cowards? That's going to run up and talk about they're going to help you fight with some damn flip-flops on. That's the reason that we talk about these things, because we want, knowledge. No, I'm going to change it. Knowledge. Hey, go ahead with that, Sister Tria. But hold on, I'm doing a Martin Luther King speech moment. Hold on for a second.
I'm fine.
The reason that we here at Culture Freedom Radio, we address these things, and a lot of people, you know, they listen to Mr. Savannah Black and be like, hey, brother, you know, you need to be a little bit more higher, brother. You on a lower frequency of teaching, my brother. When they feel like they have to come to me and say those things, either through social media or either, you know, at home that know me personally, they don't understand. Those people have removed themselves and so far away from the average everyday person that they don't know how to convey the message of telling you that you need to wake up, telling you of what these white folks are doing to you and how important it is for you to raise your frequency and your vibration.
vibration. They don't know how to do these things because those people are not like you. They think they're better than you. They think you're dumb. They think you're stupid, and they think you're not shit. And they think that by them coming to indoctrinate you, they'll have somebody to put underneath as a notch underneath their belt, you know, that will look at them like they're God. But you have to understand, every brother ain't a brother. Every brother that you think is down for the cause is not down for the cause. Every brother that you think gonna ride for you, he ain't gonna ride for you. Thinking that white Jesus is gonna come down and swoop down inside of the cloud and sweep you up and put you on his damn bosom, his white cracker titty, that ain't gonna happen. And matter of fact, do you want to happen? Realize, each one teach one, we gotta raise our vibration. We gotta raise our frequency. And if anybody is listening to me, you cannot do it under the banner of Christianity. I said it, and I'm going to say it again. You cannot do it under the banner of Christianity. That's something that has been given to you by the system of white supremacy to keep you in the state that we are in now. It's time to wake up, brothers and sisters, and realize that that religion, that doctrine that you follow, you believe in that the woman, the one that you love so much, the one that you can't live without, some of y'all can live without them because, you know, y'all a little bit toonchy-ass nigga. The one that you can't live without, she didn't come from your damn rib. The one that you can't live without, she's not the reason that you're going through the turmoil, that we're going through the turmoil that we're going through as a people. Stop believing that dogma, because the only thing it does is separates man from woman, like Natria said earlier. We have to be a little bit more careful than these things that we follow, that we think are the way, the truth, and the light, because in actuality, they are nothing but lies and deception put out there. You join this organization after you leave Christianity. If it tells you that the black woman can't ride in the front seat or that she can't drive, you need to leave them. Because that's not the organization or the group that you need to be in. That's what we call back in the day in the dope game. That's hustling backwards. If it's telling you that you need to give them all your damn money and pay, you know what? No. The same thing that I have, the same thing that Brother Sunray have, the same thing that Ms. Tria have, or anybody else on the Culture Freedom Radio station have, the knowledge that we're talking about. You go online. You look at the lectures. Type in black consciousness. Pick anyone you want to look at and listen to. You listen to these scholars. It's what? In order to get that knowledge that they have, you don't got to go to nobody motherfucking college. You don't have to roll inside nobody goddamn school. It's inside of you. It's already there. But because you've been under the banner of Christianity, it's like a sister named Mystic Rose has said in a video she did on Facebook, Christianity, especially white Jesus equals child abuse. You're selling off your child's birthright, and your birthright has been stolen off and stolen and given away, matter of fact, by the people that were supposed to be your caregivers when they introduced you to Christianity, when they told you that if you didn't have Jesus, you was going to hell, when they told you of all these mystical-ass stories, and they forced you to believe them and indoctrinate them inside your psyche as a child, your birthright was given away right then. And the only way for you to get it back is that you have to take and you have to destroy this image, which I call the flag of white supremacy because it comes with the face of Cracker Jesus. I don't care what face he got. If he white, he got a long, stringy-ass cracker hair. That is the boogeyman. And we need to recognize that that's the boogeyman and to get him out of our psyche. And I know some of y'all might be saying, well, you know, Mr. Savannah Black, I got 3 houses, I got 4 Cadillacs, and I got, you know, $200,000 inside the bank and a beautiful house and beautiful kids because of Cracker Jesus. No. You got that because of you. But if it weren't for Jesus, I wouldn't have, you know, been able to get in college. How's that? Because, man, I wouldn't have got approved my financial aid. So Jesus had came in. Jesus came down from out of this cloud, took whoever that was in his bosom. He came down, he had filled out your financial aid forms and, you know, had got you approved for financial aid. Man, you know what I'm saying, man. You only got to be with, you know, take that shit to another level. Okay. But nevertheless, man, if it wasn't for Jesus, I'm going to graduate from college. What you graduated with, bro? What you graduated with, brother? You barely had passed? No, man. I had passed, married them cum laude. Damn. You a damn high ranker. Anybody material? You a smart, intelligent Negro. So you telling me that Jesus had studied for you and had put in all that hard work for you to graduate with a 4.0? Nah, man, but you know what's hard staying up? You know, I almost fell asleep, you know, cleaning night. So you mean to tell me that Jesus had gave you the energy drinks you were drinking and the caffeine? It wasn't because of the caffeine that was in them. It was because Jesus had did it. You see what I'm saying? I can keep going on and on and on and on and on with all kinds of scenarios that we have been given as smart, intelligent people to sell ourselves out by saying that we have been given everything we have because of Jesus. Everything that we are in life is because of Jesus. Everything that has happened to us is because of Jesus. But when it comes to something bad, it's the devil. A child born is Jesus. An old man die, it's the devil. Come on, man. Y'all need to wake up. We need to wake up. Wake up, and we need to stop indoctrinating our kids with this bullshit. Stop selling our kids, giving away our kids' birthright so you can have damn parking in the front of the damn church, so you can sit in the front pew, so you can fuck the preacher, so you can give them all your goddamn money, so you can wear a choir robe, so you can have some clean-ass gloves, so you can open the door for people and sit them down in the seat. Stop selling out your child's birthright so you can walk up and be the one to open up the damn Bible for the preacher. Stop selling out your child's birthright for this bullshit-ass, boogie-woogie-ass religion. I know some of y'all say, well, you know, Mr. Savannah Black, he making me get dizzy, making my head hurt. Well, goddamn it, shit, if you think I'm saying something wrong, ask damn Jesus to make your goddamn head stop hurt. But I'm saying, you will never be able to advance spiritually under the guise of Christianity. Now, what you will get is a placebo of hope, a placebo of faith, a placebo of spirituality that you think you have. But in order to receive true spirituality, in order to receive true hope, and in order to have true faith, you have to go stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, and say, I am that I am. I am love. I am life. I am light. I am liberation. I am that I am. Want Mr. Savannah back to say it again? I'll say it one more time. Go stand in the mirror and look in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror, right eye to eye, and repeat after me. And if you don't want to do it right now, write it down or go back to this broadcast and rewind it. But look in the mirror and say, I am that I am. I am love. I am light. I am light. I am liberation. I am that I am. And whatever you want to add to the I am that I am, repeat it. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am strength. I am love. Say the things that fits you as a person, but make sure you don't miss locking that eye contact with the self. And I guarantee you that your life will take magnificent changes. Your DNA structure will shift and change just by the acknowledgement that you confront yourself with the truth of who it is that you are. And that is the essence of the Creator. That is the essence of the universe. That is the essence of the I am that I am, the all in all. But first, you have to know these things. Don't believe it. Know it. Don't think it. Know it. And after you know it, be it. See? Be it. You'll raise up from a lower vibrational state to a higher vibrational state. But you have to take the steps first. And the first step in doing that is to get rid of that Jesus. The first step to do it is to leave that religion alone. Know that you have been hoodwinked and bamboozled. And if Jesus is your thing and that's who you want to ride with, and Mr. Van Vliet can't tell you nothing, fine. But know the true Jesus that's within. Know the true Jesus that you are. Know that you are the one that walk on water. That you are the one that are over your emotional self so that you allow your logical self, your emotions, your mind to come in and give you truth. Like I said, you listen to Mr. Savannah Black Conscious Attack, and I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you, Brother Sunray, for holding it down. Thank you, Ms. Tria, and thank you, my callers that's on the line. I'm going to go ahead and go out, and I'm going to play this song. This right here is Peter Tosh, and the name of the song is I Am That I Am. Remember that, brothers and sisters. I am that I am. And as long as you don't forget that, you can do anything that you want to do. Just know that you are a part of the I am that I am. You're listening to Mr. Savannah Black Conscious Attack.
Up to your expectations, neither are you here to live up to mine, yeah. I don't owe no one, no obligation, no one owe me none, so everything is fine. I said I am that I am, I am, I am, I am. I am that I am.
I'm